Weinstock was different. He was like a easier going. Alfred come in, he knew exactly what he wanted. That is, Blue Note come in, knew what they wanted, because Alfred knew what he wanted. They'd come in and make certain tunes and had rehearsed. He was never stranger to what went on. Bob Weinstock was the difference. He'd just hire a bunch of guys who knew each other, played well together, and just come into the session and let it happen. And I happen to like that too. It's a different kind of music you get, but it's easier to do. It's a lot more fun. And for me, it's a lot lighter. I didn't have to sweat out what was happening in order to get it right, because they're going to go away and not come back another day. I used to have a headache. This is clarified a little. Alfred Lion would come in on Friday. Saturday, I would have a headache from working with him. It was always the reason, because he was so intense getting what he wanted. Prestige was never like that. Prestige was like just a party. Not quite. I mean, I would, you know, certain limits on where to put the microphones, where they stand and that. But mainly it was easygoing. And he totally took what happened, and he got some great records that way. So there's a totally different personality running Prestige than ran Blue Note. And of course, I was in the middle. I had to have sat to keep both of them happy. And I had way. And I'll tell you one way I had of using that difference. If I were to get it, like when the Neumann microphones came in, and they were new to me, I would try them always on a Prestige date, never on a Blue Note date. Blue Note had to be a known quantity. You had to know what we're going to get and fight like hell to get it. If I wanted to try a new microphone, I'd try it on Prestige.